Randy Babbitt will keynote SAFE's upcoming symposium. The A400M completes flight cycle testing. And Rolls-Royce sees bright days ahead. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, March 9th, 2010. The Society of Aviation and Flight Educators confirms that FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt will deliver a keynote speech during the Pilot Training Reform Symposium in Atlanta. He'll address meeting the training challenges of the second century of flight on day two of the two-day event. SAFE has assembled more than two dozen distinguished panelists and speakers from the general aviation industry. The purpose of the symposium is to identify the issues behind decreased student starts, increased student attrition, a flatlined fatal accident rate, and stagnated growth, and to develop an action plan to improve and modernize the flight training delivery system. The Pilot Training Reform Symposium is invitation only and will convene at the Crowne Plaza Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia, May 4th and 5th. Conspicuously absent from participants is AOPA's top leadership, and EAA so far has not committed to be there. SAFE Chairman Doug Stewart will be my guest and discuss the upcoming symposium today and tomorrow on the Aero News special feature. Airbus Military reports it has successfully completed the 1,665 required simulated flight cycles on a full-scale test airframe to achieve civil type certification of the A400M transport by the European Aviation Safety Agency. That 25,000 simulated flights over an 18-month period works out to 2.5 times the A400M's design life. The German government recently reached an agreement with Airbus to buy 53 A400Ms and plans to sell 13 of those to outside parties. That agreement reportedly removed the final hurdle to completing the long-overdue and over-budget transport aircraft. Each copy of the A400M will come in at a final cost of about $2.7 billion. A flurry of announcements came from manufacturers at Heli Expo 2011, which closed yesterday in Orlando, Florida. Rolls-Royce cheered everyone up with a market forecast which anticipates steady global demand for turbine helicopters over the next decade, as the market responds to improving economic fundamentals and the world's military operators continue to require increased vertical lift capability. The company expects that in both segments, demand for replacement of retired and aging helicopters will combine with new technology offerings to enhance civil and military market demand. Specifically, Rolls-Royce projects deliveries of more than 16,900 new turbine helicopters, valued at $140 billion through 2020, requiring about 27,000 new turbine engines, valued at more than $12 billion. More of the news from Heli Expo 2011 in a moment. Up next on ANN, Bell Helicopter reports 13 orders on day one. Sikorsky's S-92 is approved for Cat A VTOL. And Garmin's G500H is coming to the R44. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Sirius Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for March 9th. I'm Paul Plack. Rolls-Royce wasn't the only exhibitor reveling in good news at Heli Expo. Bell Helicopter says it took 13 orders on day one of the event. Senior VP Larry Roberts commented, quote, "These orders signify the continuing improvement of the helicopter industry and the relevance of HAI as a venue to conduct commercial helicopter business. We are very pleased to see the level of traffic and interest in the Heli Expo this year," unquote. The announced orders came from the U.S., Panama, Indonesia, and India. Bell Helicopter chose the show to introduce two new variants of the 407. The 407GX is equipped with up-to-date avionics, including Garmin's G1000H flight deck with dual 10-inch displays, and storage of critical flight data on an SD card for post-flight analysis. The 407AH comes with a baseline law enforcement package and can be upgraded with options including a minigun and rocket launchers, chaff and flare controllers, sliding rear door, a cargo hook, and armored crew seats. With Heli Expo over, Bell says the AH model will now embark on an international demonstration tour lasting several months. Eurocopter introduced what it called a comprehensive evolution of its helicopter product line at Heli Expo 2011, including enhanced operating capabilities, improved mission effectiveness, and increased efficiency across four families in the company's light, medium, and heavy rotary wing aircraft categories. You can find detail on the specific improvements made to each of the lines in the text version of this story, dated March 8th, at aero-news.net. The FAA has granted American Eurocopter's AS-350 full flight simulator Level B and night vision training certification. That means the company's Part 135 customers can incorporate the simulator into their training programs and receive training credits. The simulator is an asset in a variety of missions, including helicopter emergency medical services, business aviation, offshore, and utility work. Augusta Westland showed off its new AW-169 in Orlando after debuting the machine at Farnborough last July. The company says the 169 was designed in response to the growing market demand for higher mission flexibility and multi-role capability in the 4.5-ton class, and that next-generation technologies are embedded in the rotors, blades, engines, avionics, transmission, and electric power generation and distribution systems. Among the results, Augusta Westland notes the 169's noise signature now falls below regulatory limits. Sikorsky said Monday that the FAA has approved the expansion of its S-92A's operating envelope to execute Category A vertical takeoffs and landings from ground-level helipads. That requires the ability to continue operating safely in the event of a single-engine failure, either by landing or continuing to fly to safety from the helipad. The certification process is intended to increase safety, particularly in densely populated areas with ground-level helipads, such as metropolitan hospitals. The S-92A helicopter's certified performance capabilities also include Category A and B airfield takeoff and landing, and Class D certification for carrying occupants externally, such as by rescue hoist. Frank Robinson famously didn't think glass panels belonged in his helicopters, but over the last few years before his retirement, a thriving retrofit market has emerged, with the installs being done using STCs. Now, Garmin says it has initiated work on a project to obtain an STC for installation of the Garmin G500H glass cockpit in all models of the Robinson R44. 44 is presently equipped with a 10-hole instrument panel, will be able to install the G500H display directly into the instrument panel. R44 is equipped with 7 or 9-hole panels, can install Garmin's PMA'd parts kit that will replace the instrument panel assembly with a new Garmin-designed assembly optimized for the G500H. Garmin says it anticipates the STC in the fourth quarter of this year. Still ahead, the 2011 GA Award recipients are announced. Buy a Pilatus, get a free iPad. And this is pretty much guaranteed to make you feel a little older. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, March 9th. I'm Paul Plack. The General Aviation Awards, in conjunction with the FAA, has announced the industry figures to be recognized at Theater in the Woods at EAA AirVenture this summer. Recipients this year are Joe Morales of Lakewood, Colorado, as Aviation Maintenance Technician of the Year, Russ Callender of Holton, Wisconsin, as Avionics Technician of the Year, Master CFI Aerobatic Judy Ann Phelps of Santa Paula, California, as Certified Flight Instructor of the Year, and Master CFI Vicki Lynn Sherman of DeLand, Florida, as FAA Safety Team Representative of the Year. Included in the prize package for all four national winners is an all-expense-paid trip to Oshkosh for the recipient and a guest to attend the awards presentation and other GA Awards activities. Randy Babbitt will be the presenter. Find bios on all the recipients in the text version of this story, dated March 8th, at aero-news.net. Pilatus has a novel promotion going for buyers of its PC-12NG turboprop single. There's nothing particularly new about the basic premise, buy a car, get a free iPad. But in this case, it has more to do with what's on the iPad when you get it. Pilatus preloads interactive content customized to each individual aircraft, as well as delivery documents, owner's manuals, and a variety of useful aviation applications. That includes the Pilot Information Manual, an introduction to the company and the PC-12NG, and key delivery documents. Also included are aviation apps such as ForeFlight, My Radar Pro, and others. The program started last month. Nice touch. And finally today, the U.S. Air Force accepted MQ-1 Predator tail number 268, the last manufactured for the service, in a ceremony last Thursday at General Atomics Gray Butte Aeronautical Systems Flight Ops Facility. Colonel James Beissner, Air Combat Command's Chief Irregular Warfare Division, accepted the aircraft on behalf of the Air Force in front of a crowd of more than 800. The iconic unmanned craft has now logged 17 years and over 900,000 hours in service. The last Predator? I suddenly feel a little bit older. But I guess not as old as I'm going to feel when the Air Force takes delivery of the last U.S. manned fighter. And you know that day is coming. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, in the first of a two-part conversation, SAFE Chairman Doug Stewart tells me what the group's upcoming pilot training reform symposium can do to better both the safety and commerce of general aviation. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.